This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pause here. What would you guys say is the worst team? The worst team, whether it be sports, school, work, that you've ever been on in your life?
Sports is easy.
Yeah, sports always come to mind. What do you got?
And it's just the way it happens, but just, I was on a little league team once in A League of like my area.
Yeah.
Right. So I played like for my Catholic school, play Babe Ruth, and then College Park had like CYO, like whatever you call that.
The equivalent of, right.
Right. So I played, I think it was my first or second. It might have been my second year. A-ball is like the top level, right? We're playing on the big field. We sucked so bad that I had to lead off because nobody else could really hit. And then we had to hope for a couple pass balls to get me to third base. And the guy in second could maybe lay down a bunter hit. I mean,
no one could hit.
Nobody could hit. They could hit the backside of a barn. It was awful.
Actually, man, that's the worst team. And, I mean, there's plenty of stuff in high school where someone slacks on this, that, or the other. But, honestly, man, those sports guys. Sure, we were on to Baltimore. And, listen, I just want to be clear. The two dudes we worked with, very, very, very hard workers. Knew their S inside and out. However, we did a radio show. So, at some point, you would just think, maybe you say something entertaining. They did not have an inner man. And like I said, I like these guys. They actually taught me a lot. They work very hard. But the show itself, and it was 5 hours, man, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. So it just, but 5 hours there is like dog years. So it felt like, you know, 35 hours of this show to the point that we had to go to the bosses. So we started at
they
6.
They were a good team. It wasn't a good team on air. I would say, I did. They were nice guys. Like as a team,
great.
It was fine.
Yes. All of that, man. It's like these guys at practice, they should be on the All-Star team, right? I mean, unquestionably, with anyone I have worked with in this industry, these guys worked harder than anyone. And then the mics opened, and you're like, guys, this is the part that anyone cares about. And it was just so dry and bad to the point we basically, me, Ted, and another guy negotiated with the boss. Is like, can you please give us 1 hour in the middle of the show to do something that is not what we're doing, right? And so, because it was just so dry. It was watching paint dry. And look, man, I'm a huge Baltimore Ravens fan, right? There is no question about it. These guys found a way to talk about the Ravens, and I lost interest. I mean, that's all, right? I mean, like, I love that team. I will bleed purple. They would talk about them. I'm like, I don't care.
Me, you, and Sizz, I remember being in a conversation where it was like this time of year. And it was like NBA Finals.
This time of year.
They were like,
this time of year.
We're not going to talk about NBA Finals. They wanted to go over the Ravens compensatory picks.
Compensatory draft.
Yeah.
I never even heard of that. Two guys brought that up.
I never heard of that. No, until you guys told the story.
I never even heard of that.
It's a five-hour show, and this guy broke down the compensatory draft. But beyond that, he explained how it works, all the moves, and I'm like, again, I'm a Ravens fan. Keep in mind, NBA Finals is in full swing. NHL Finals, they're either starting or have just ended. Either way, they're like, we don't want to talk about that. we want to talk about the Ravens. I'm like, I love talking about the Ravens, but you do understand that in May, there's nothing to talk about, guys. They weren't even doing OTAs yet. There was nothing.
Yep. Yep.
Nothing going on. And so, like I said, they were very hard workers, but Jesus Christ, listening to them on the air. And then...
And this is the era of, like... Like Kobe and Shaq and the Lakers.
Didn't want to talk about it.
Big teams. They didn't want to talk about it.
Every cool thing happening in sports, in any of the major leagues, was kind of happening at this time. They just wouldn't touch it, man. And it killed me because I was doing a different show later than them. And I always remember thinking, I'm so glad I'm not on the show because it's so bad. And then one day I came into work and they're like, hey, we fired the dude you're working with. You got to host this show. And it almost felt like a punishment. Technically, it was a promotion. But in my mind, I'm like, guys. They suck, man.
But not only that, I would say this, too. 5 hours is just too long.
Yes.
Right? Like, we've been doing this show for a while. It moves along. Trust me. When you hear me say this, you don't want to hear us have to do a fifth hour every
night. No.
It would get boring. No. We would not care as much. Like, so doing 5 hours on a tiny sports station where we basically talked about one thing minus that free-for-all hour, it was tough.
As far as jobs go, the leader of the BKU that I went to, not a good team leader.
You have so much bitterness.
Not a good communicator. Not a good boss. Not a good motivator. But I did work on a morning show at one point in time, and the boss that was there at the time was not the same guy that hired me.
All right.
But he wanted to pair me up with somebody else, so he brings in his own guy. Now, when that happens, typically it's not that you're playing favorites, but you wanted this guy there, so he puts us both together. Now. He wasn't the greatest boss in the world, but he really liked this guy, but did not know a lot about him. So this guy had a huge drug problem. I know, shocking in radio, right? But I'm talking drugs. Like, he was...
If a person in radio says you have a huge drug problem, you do.
So when you crack the mic, it's 6 o'clock. No kidding. 4 out of 5 days, he would get there by 6:45.
6:45.
He was there 45 minutes into the show, and he comes strolling
in. This is a morning show.
Yes, he comes strolling in.
And there's only two of you.
After a while, he just stopped making excuses. But he was constantly rolling on OxyContin.
Aha.
So the Oxy, like, he would just sit there and scratch and do all these weird things. Like, we would be in studio, and he had a cigarette, you know, in his fingers at all times. And just sit there and kind of, like, pretend to smoke. Until a commercial break.
You need a cigarette so bad that you put a dry-ass cigarette in your mouth.
In your hand. Yeah, and he was just...
I mean, I'm a smoker. I've never been that bad.
But the boss didn't care. Like, he was like, it didn't matter. And he really wasn't that entertaining.
I say, was the guy any good on air?
He later got fired numerous times from different radio shows for doing really dumb stuff. Like, he went and he tried to attack Opie and Anthony on the air. This did not work out well for him at all.
No,
that was a massive show.
That was a big show. But that was the kind of guy.
And they would fight back.
But that was the kind of guy he was. He thought that radio meant, like, I'm going to call the guy across the street a pee.
Right.
Like, okay, well, you still need to have an entertaining show. Like, if that's your only shtick, it's trying
that
to.
That was,
like,
big, man. Late 90s, early 2000s.
And he was like, that was part of his whole thing. That's how he learned radio. And he worked at the same place Ricker did. So at one point in time in Florida. And they all had
this. Is this who I think it is?
Well, yeah, they all this mentality of kind of like a Bubba the Love Sponge mentality, which we brought him up last week. But that was a very aggressive style.
Yeah, very much. Grease Man, Bubba, Howard.
Howard Stern was too big to need to pick on anybody.
Right.
Like, he would never talk down to somebody about their job on the air. Now, early on he did. With Don Imus and things like that when he was starting out.
Howard never shied away from that.
But he very rarely after time that people wanted... To fight Howard Stern.
Yeah, he just didn't.
But this guy would if he could. Like, he was just one of those guys. So eventually we were both let go.
I mean, him and Mancow had a memorable one.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
They did. I forgot all about that, too.
I remember meeting Mancow.
That was fun.
He was a decent guy, but it just at the time we met this guy Mancow, it was somewhat...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Legendary. The only thing you could possibly read about radio was about Mancow. So when Miles and I met him, one, we're already hammered. But we just laid into this dude. Oh, it's freaking the legendary Evan Mancow. So
then I spilled a beer all over him.
But he was friends with our boss at the time. So at some point that the two of them set off, and our boss came back and said, Mancow wanted to know if I was mad at him for introducing me to you two. Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah, he's dead serious. Did I do something?
The reason we asked
to him. His credit, he did hold his own in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Oh,
he's legendary.
Never
he's
got legendary. As big as a grip on that city as he wanted.
No, absolutely. No. Man, credit to him. Just when we met him at that time, like, F you.
Yeah, when you talk about Chicago, you're talking about a city with 25 radio legends.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about Seattle, and this is no disrespect, just Chicago radio has been around for a long, long time. You know, you've got your Bob Rivers here. You've got your, you know, there's a number of people who've come through this city that are big time.
Now, Chicago probably.
But Chicago is probably the biggest in radio, even bigger than New York, as far as just.
Definitely bigger than New York.
The legendary broadcasters.
Could be L.A., but everyone on the radio in L.A. at the time was trying to get on TV. So they were good, yeah, but. Right. It was Ryan Seacrest. Nothing against Ryan Seacrest, but he's not interesting. He was just very good at giving you top 40 news and stuff, where Chicago, New York, they were like, F you, yeah, we are here.
Like WLS, news stations, talk shows.
Sure.
You know, Charles Laquadero. When all these guys were big-time guys. Mancow was bigger than all of them.
Yeah, he was huge.
I mean, at that time.
And we insulted the living piss out of that man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.